Welcome to DollarCollapse.com with John Rubino, your ringside seat for the global financial crisis.
Morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, April 19th, and before we get started, I'm happy to announce that this podcast series is now sponsored by our friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're buying gold and silver, it's crucial to work with a dealer you can trust, and Birch is one of the good guys. It's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a AAA rating from the Business Consumer Alliance, so you know it takes care of its customers. And the folks at Birch Gold specialize in educating their customers. So go to www.birchgold.com and don't hesitate to ask questions about buying gold and silver and setting up a precious metals IRA. We've got a lot to cover this week, so let's get to it. Earnings season started badly and has gone downhill from there. Some notable recent reports include Morgan Stanley's profit down by 50% year over year, and its revenue was down an astounding 21%. Goldman Sachs's revenue was down by 40%. IBM's revenue was the lowest in 14 years. These aren't just recession numbers, they are depression numbers. Also important, housing starts fell by 8% in March, which indicates that real estate is not going to bail us out anytime soon. Now let's move on to China, which was in a credit crisis a few months ago, but is now seen by the mainstream media, at least, as okay. And that's one big reason for the recent comeback in U.S. stocks. But what you don't hear is how China fixed, quote unquote, its economy. It turns out that it borrowed $1 trillion in this year's first quarter, which might be more money than any country has ever borrowed in 3 months. It's frustrating to have to repeat this because it seems like it's just common sense. But the way debt works is that it's a lot of fun and you feel good and you feel smart while you're spending the proceeds of a big loan, but it's a nightmare when your creditor wants his money back. So China's in the fun part of this process and the rest of the world is being sucked into the euphoria, but very soon they're likely to enter the nightmare part of it when they have to start paying back these huge loans they're taking on right now. And it could be sooner rather than later. Bloomberg this morning is reporting that the Chinese bond market is starting to seize up. And the metric that they're using is credit spreads, where the interest rate on riskier Chinese debt is going up much faster than the interest rate on safer Chinese debt. And that's a sign of stress in the credit market. And if it leads to a pullback in borrowing or series of defaults, then China goes right back into crisis. And the sense that the world is okay because China's okay will flip on its head and the world will be a mess because China's a mess. And that could happen very soon because bond market crises don't usually play out over long periods of time. When credit spreads spike, other stuff happens in short order. And last but not least, gold and silver are rocking today. This is possibly due to the news that Deutsche Bank is going to name its co-conspirators in the London gold fix manipulation scandal, and possibly because these terrible corporate earnings reports will lead the Fed to cut rates rather than raise them. Whichever, this is apparently really good news for gold and silver because they're way up today. I remain kind of skeptical, though, because it feels like there are a lot of deflationary stories that are bubbling up out there. The China going back into credit crisis, for instance, corporate earnings just falling off the table and falling housing starts, which was just announced this morning. You take those together and that paints a picture of a slowing, perhaps recessionary economy. And that's not usually great news for precious metals because they tend to like it better when inflation is perceived to be picking up or currencies are crashing in value. You know, things that are signs of chaos in the financial markets tend to move more capital into gold. And if we're going to have an equities bear market start again because the economy is falling back into recession, I'm not sure that's great news for precious metals. So enjoy this run while it lasts, but I would still advise not to bet the farm on this trend. The overall trend for gold and silver is up big and long term, but the squiggles on the way can be very treacherous. So as always, the best way to approach this market is through dollar cost averaging. Buy a little at a time and don't let the 1 month moves up or down shake your confidence. Gold will be $5,000 an ounce at some point in the intermediate term future, you know, well within 5 years, I think. But how we get from here to there is completely unpredictable. So don't base your trading on short-term moves in these markets. It looks like we have a little bit of time left, so let's spend it on this Deutsche Bank gold price manipulation thing, because it's got a lot of interesting angles. What happened was, in a nutshell, Deutsche Bank and some of the other major commercial banks, we'll find out who shortly, have been participating in the London Gold Fix, which is where they all get together and choose a reference price for that day's gold so that everybody knows what gold did on a given day. But then these same big banks were trading for their own accounts on the knowledge of what the gold fix was going to be. So they were basically front-running their clients and everybody else in the gold world and making money at the expense of all of those people. So finally, after a lot of research and literally more than a decade of complaining and sending letters and making speeches by the guys at GATA, Gold Antitrust Action Committee, it's finally happening. These guys, these big banks who were manipulating the London fix, finally got caught. And Deutsche Bank has turned state's evidence. They're going to not only plead guilty to what is essentially a big multi-billion dollar fraud, but they're going to name names and they're going to implicate their co-conspirators. So going forward, presumably two things happen. One is that these banks get punished in some way. None of their people are going to go to jail, of course, because that's not how it works. But they'll pay big fines and they'll be publicly humiliated, yada, yada. They don't really seem to care about that. They just consider the fines that they pay a cost of doing business, but at least it'll be something. And the second thing is that the London Gold Fix, to the extent that it matters anymore, because China has set up a parallel and probably a lot more legitimate system for fixing the price of gold, to the extent that the London Gold Fix still operates, maybe it'll be done a little bit more cleanly. But what this won't fix is the bigger, much more important scam that's being perpetrated in the gold market, which is where Western central banks lend their gold to bullion banks, which are maybe the same guys doing the London Gold Fix, who then dump that gold on the open market in order to depress the price of gold. And that is what has held back the price of gold over the past few years, and also in the end has cost gold producers, the countries where gold is mined and the mines themselves and the people who own gold and silver, cost them a lot of money by depressing the price of gold artificially. And it's also allowed the world's central banks to expand the global money supply, and it's allowed governments to borrow much more than they would have otherwise if gold was actually acting as kind of a shadow monetary system, going up when the money supply spikes. And so it's allowed us to get into a lot of trouble while defrauding legitimate gold investors and producers of the revenues that should have been theirs. So that's a much bigger deal, and that's not addressed here. The bigger scam will someday, hopefully, be exposed, but this isn't that. This is more of a sideshow, but still an interesting sideshow. Anyhow, that should do it for this week. Lots of interesting stuff going on today that we'll talk about next week, so see you then.
Thanks for listening to Dollar Collapse. For regular info and updates throughout the day, go to dollarcollapse.com.